With me from his home in Tel Aviv is Yariv Oppenheimer. He's the Secretary General of Peace Now. These are very busy days, Yariv. Can you tell me about your new campaign that you're launching today?
Yes, today we are launching a campaign calling for the Israeli public to speak out and to go against the idea of extension of settlements and to call for the government to evacuate outposts. The reason for this campaign is that we feel that the international pressure is the only one that has been effective on the government. And this is the time for the Israeli public to speak out and to pressure the government from inside, telling to the decision makers, the settlements are not the problem of Obama, they are not the problem of the world. First of all, they are a problem of Israel. And if you want to keep the chance for two-state solution, we have to freeze settlements. If you want to save money, we have to freeze settlements. And if we want to have less military duties, so we have to evacuate the outposts that are getting IDF security people.
And what you will do, those will be ads in the form of like sticky notes that remind Israelis of the danger that the settlements pose.
Yes, we are starting with an ad in the newspaper, in the main newspaper, but also some street campaign with activists that are going to hand out materials and to put some stickers around. And hopefully in a few days we will get to a point that there will be enough energy to go to a demonstration and maybe in the West Bank itself.
Let me ask you now about the important decision of the Supreme Court regarding the outposts. Could you explain what the decision was?
The decision is that the state has to start process of evacuation of two houses in two outposts. The court is saying actually to the government, we had enough with promises, we had enough with the excuses. After so many years, this is the time to enforce the law. And they are giving the state a timetable in 4 months. You have to finish all hearing procedure in order to evacuate the houses. I think it's a very important message from the Supreme Court to the government. Take responsibility over the things that are going on in the West Bank.
And last thing I wanted to touch upon, Yariv, is the letter that you sent to the Attorney General of Israel, Meni Mazuz, regarding the people who build those illegal outposts. What was your request there?
My request was that the people that are living in the outpost, the people that are building the outpost, the people that are investing money in this project that is illegal, will pay the personal price. Otherwise, the army will just have to continue to confront them every few days to evacuate some house or some tent or something, and then day after they will come back. Only if someone will know that he has personal responsibility about his action, his illegal action, then there will be a chance to at least to terminate a bit this phenomenon.
It's actually quite surprising that so far no one has been prosecuted personally.
For some reason, the states deal with this problem like they are dealing with demonstrations, thinking that building an outpost is some kind of a demonstration. I don't think so. I think that it's much more than freedom of speech. It's an illegal action in order to create facts on the ground. I hope that someone will wake up and will do something regarding the people that are standing behind this kind of political action.
Thank you very much, Yariv.
Thank you all.